Early voting for the upcoming runoff election begins Monday in Walker County. Early voting will run Monday through Friday next week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. All of the voting takes place at a single location, the election office at 311 South Main Street in Lafayette. Officials say the short turnaround time for the runoff election makes it impractical to open additional early voting sites due to staffing, equipment, and funding requirements. On election day, all 11 precincts across Walker County will be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., and voters must cast their ballots at their assigned precinct. Three felony arrests in Walker County on Wednesday. 57-year-old Barbara Lynn Solis was booked on possession of meth. 55-year-old Brian Clint Pemberton was booked on a charge of being a fugitive from another state. 28-year-old Stormy Michelle Duff was charged with a violation of probation. You can view the complete arrest report on our website at discoverwalker.com. The latest restaurant inspection scores for Walker County: the Sonic in Chickamauga scored a 100. Kingdom Coffee, also in Chickamauga, received a 99. Back with a quick look at sports right after this. The Lafayette Rambler and Lady Rambler golf teams have turned in strong performances over the past several days. At the five-star Invitational on Saturday, the Rambler boys finished 15th out of 21 teams, while the Lady Ramblers tied for 5th out of 15 teams. At the Fields Ferry Invitational on Monday, the Ramblers placed 8th and the Lady Ramblers finished 4th. The busy stretch wrapped up with a sweep of county rival Ridgeland, with both teams winning by 16 shots or more. Details on these stories and lots more on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.